The Tasmanian government's plans to open up the state's World Heritage Areas to luxury ecotourism have hit a hurdle. The Central Highlands Council has rejected the government's plans to allow a developer to build accommodation on remote Lake Malbina and chop a tourist in to the World Heritage Area. The development is one of dozens proposed in the state's wilderness. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Bothwell, where the local council made its decision.
Lake Malbina is a remote spot in Tasmania's Central Highlands where bushwalkers and keen trout fishermen like Brett Smith spend hours hiking into the World Heritage Wilderness.
You know, you're walking through the alpine tundra, it's looking at some of the endangered plants, the sphagnum, everything's just so wonderful up there, it's transcending.
But that serenity would be shattered, he believes, if approval was granted for a tourist venture which would see high-paying visitors chop it into a luxury campground. So Brett Smith has set up a group called Fishers and Walkers Against Helicopters to fight the development at Lake Malbina.
It's just so detrimental to the experience of everybody, and the community backlash and opposition is just phenomenal.
Brett Smith is one of more than 1,300 people who told the Central Highlands Council they don't want the exclusive camp built at Halls Island at Lake Malbina. The town hall in Bothwell was full of people yesterday as the council held a special meeting to decide if the development could go ahead. The developer, Daniel Hackett, was yelled at when he said he was being targeted by an unfair green campaign.
Extreme Conservation has contacted everyone we've worked with in the past and hope to work with in the future, using social pressure and intimidation as regular tools in the toolbox. Hi Daniel and Simone, just letting you know that I'm being pressured by my greedy mates. I'm going to have to come out against your proposal. Was one of the many correspondences received.
Councillors eventually voted against the development 6-3.
I am against the development.
The Mayor of the Central Highlands Council is Louine Triffitt.
This is a precedent for the whole of Tasmania, not just the Central Highlands, but I believe it was a tester.
Daniel Hackett says the council should have approved his tourism venture at Lake Malbina. He is going to appeal the decision. The state government has already approved the tourism venture, and the Premier, Will Hodgman, thinks the developer has strong grounds for challenging the local council's decision. The state government is supporting private businesses to develop new tourism ventures like Lake Malbina across the World Heritage Area, and that alarms Wilderness Guide Kate Johnston. She's part of the newly formed Tasmanian Wilderness Guides Association.
So we're worried that if this goes ahead, that this is sort of like thin at edge of the wedge.
There are more than 25 new tourism projects that the state government is considering allowing in reserves across Tasmania.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.